time once again for the mailbag. Today's letter, please.
Dear Moment of Science, why do you insist on telling people that hot air rises when that's just a theory? Signed, the Flat Earth Society.
Oh, stop.
Okay, not really. Dear Moment of Science, do bugs sleep? Signed, a sleepless bug watcher.
An excellent question.
That is a good question. I've never seen a sleeping ant or beetle or anything, but then I've never watched them for very long.
Had you watched, you would have found that they do indeed go into a relaxed state at some point. But sleep is different from just resting. Neuroscientists distinguish sleep from rest by pointing to specific kinds of brain activity that take place when the body is in an immobile state.
You mean dreaming?
Not just that, but dreaming would be included. By this definition, insects do not sleep. Neither do fish, amphibians, or mollusks. But lizards do indeed sleep, as do all mammals. That includes us humans.
What about REM sleep?
REM, or rapid eye movement sleep, is thought to be associated with a particular kind of dreaming. We see REM, or pretty REM-like sleep, in all sorts of animals, not just humans. Almost all mammals, in fact, have REM sleep. Birds do too, although only in the early parts of their lives. It seems that sleep and REM are required by a particularly complex kind of brain. All creatures, from koala bears to congressmen, need actual sleep, whereas your average mollusk can just get by on rest.
This Moment of Science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by William Oram with help from Michael Meyer at Purdue University. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.